Welcome to your daily briefing, December the 22nd, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to continue to see the events that are about to take place around us and be prepared for the time to come. We ask that you would give us the strength and the endurance and the faith that is necessary so that we might walk according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we'd like to continue to take a look at what we were looking at on the 20th of this month. We were looking in the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights website. The website's name again, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights website. And we were looking at a topic there entitled Trump Administration Civil and Human Rights Rollbacks. Now, the point is, of course, that since the president has come along, his conservative far-right evangelical forces have instructed him to make some rollbacks of the kind of assistance that has been necessarily handed to those who are in need. And so on the 20th, we began taking a look at some of the rollbacks that were made in the year 2017. Today we will continue on that track and see how much further we can get. So the topic again, Trump Administration Civil and Human Rights Rollbacks. The year 2017 continued. On May the 12th, Jeff Sessions announced in a two-page memo that the DOJ was abandoning its Smart on Crime initiative that had been hailed as a positive step forward in rehabilitating drug users and reducing the enormous cost of warehousing inmates. On May the 23rd, Trump released his fiscal year 2018 budget that included massive, unnecessary tax cuts for the wealthy and large corporations, which would be paid for by slashing basic living standards for the most vulnerable and by attacking critical programs like Social Security, disability insurance, Medicaid, food assistance, and more. Also on May the 23rd, Trump's fiscal year 2018 budget proposed eliminating the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs and transferring its function to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This would have impeded the work of both officers, both organizations, as each have distinct missions and expertise, and would have thereby undermined the civil rights protection that employers and workers have relied on for almost 50 years. On June the 5th, 2017, Trump released an infrastructure plan that focuses on putting public assets into private hands, creating another giveaway to wealthy corporations and millionaires at the expense of working families and communities. On June the 6th, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee and made unclear statements about whether she would allow federal funds to go to schools that discriminate against LGBTQ students. She made similar troubling statements when testifying before a House committee in late March. Also on June the 6th, the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights issued unclear new instructions on transgender student discrimination. On June the 8th, OCR's acting head sent a memo to OCR staff discouraging systematic investigations in favor of individual investigations of discrimination. On June the 14th, Betsy DeVos decided to delay implementation of and to renegotiate the borrower defense to repayment and gainful employment regulations. On June 15th, the administration rescinded President Obama's deferred action for parents of Americans and lawful permanent residents program. That's the DAPA program, an initiative that, had it gone into effect, would have offered a pathway to citizenship for immigrant parents with children who are citizens or residents of the United States. In other words, how this works is if the child is born here, it automatically becomes a citizen. And so there was this program that allowed for the facilitation of these kinds of families. Well, on June the 15th, the administration rescinded that deferred action for parents of American and lawful permanent residents program. On June the 27th, Labor Secretary Acosta requested information on the Obama-era overtime rule, signaling his intent to lower the salary threshold of the overtime rule. On June the 28th, the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division sent a letter to 44 states demanding extensive information on how they maintain their voter rolls. This request was made on the same day that President Trump's so-called Commission on Election Integrity sent letters to all 50 states demanding intrusive and highly sensitive personal data about all registered voters. So in other words, notice what they're doing now. They're controlling who's going to vote and when. And they want a list of all of these people so that they now can make a decision as to whether these are legitimate voters or not. When in actual fact, what ought to have been happening and has been happening for all of the history of this country is that this is done by the states, not the federal government, and certainly not by an administration that has been recently been elected. Continued. On July the 26th, Trump declared in a series of tweets that he was barring transgender people from serving in the military. He followed through with a presidential memo on August the 25th, though the issue is still being challenged in the courts. Also on July the 26th, the Department of Justice filed a legal brief arguing that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 does not prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, a decision that contravened recent court decisions and Equal Employment Opportunity Commission guidance. On August the 1st, the New York Times reported that the Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division toward investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admission deemed to discriminate against white applicants. In a move without recent precedent, this investigation and enforcement effort was planned to be run out of the Civil Rights Division's front office by political appointees instead of by experienced career staff in the division's educational opportunities section. On August the 2nd, Trump announced his support for Republican-backed legislation that would slash legal immigration in half over a decade. On August the 7th, the Justice Department filed a brief in the Supreme Court in Hust versus A. Philip Randolph Institute, arguing that it should be easier for states to purge registered voters from their rolls, reversing not only its long-standing legal interpretation, but also the position it had taken in the lower courts in that case. On August the 28th, Jeff Sessions lifted the Obama administration's ban on the transfer of some military surplus items to domestic law enforcement, rescinding guidelines that were created in the wake of Ferguson to protect the public from law enforcement misuse of military-grade weapons. On August the 29th, the administration halted an EEOC rule that required large companies to disclose what they pay employees by sex, race, and ethnicity, a rule that was intended to remedy the unequal pay that remains rampant in the American workplace. On September the 5th, Sessions announced that the administration was rescinding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's the DACA program. On September the 7th, the Department of Justice filed a brief with the Supreme Court in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, arguing that businesses have a right to discriminate against LGBTQ customers. On September the 15th, the Department of Justice ended the Community Oriental Policy Services Collaborative Reform Initiative, a Justice Department program that aimed to help build trust between police officers and the communities they serve. On September the 22nd, Betsy DeVos announced that the Department of Education was rescinding guidance related to Title IX and schools' obligations regarding sexual violence and educational opportunity. On September the 24th, Trump issued the third version of his Muslim travel ban, which, unlike the previous versions, was an indefinite duration. On September the 27th, the Trump administration and Republican leadership in Congress unveiled tax principles that would provide trillions in dollars of unnecessary tax cuts to millionaires, billionaires, and wealthy corporations. On October the 2nd, DeVos rescinded 72 guidance documents outlining the rights of students with disabilities, though it wasn't until October the 21st until the public learned of the rescissions. On October the 4th, the Department of Justice filed a brief in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, asking the court to dismiss a lawsuit against the president's transgender military ban. On October the 5th, Sessions reversed a Justice Department policy which clarified that transgender workers are protected from discrimination until Title 8-7 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. On October the 6th, the Department of Justice issued sweeping religious liberty guidance to federal agencies, which will create a license to discriminate against LGBTQ individuals and others. On October the 8th, the White House released a list of hardline immigration principles, a list of demands that included funding a border wall, deporting Central American children seeking sanctuary, and curbing grants to sanctuary cities, effectively stalling any possible bipartisan agreement on a bill to protect Dreamers. On October the 12th, Trump signed an executive order to undermine health care and later that day announced that he would end subsidies for certain health care plans. On October the 27th, the Department of Education announced it was withdrawing nearly 600 policy documents regarding K-12 and higher education. On November the 1st, Trump signed a resolution of disapproval under the Congressional Review Act, which repealed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's rule on forced arbitration. Overturning the rule will enable big banks, payday lenders, and other financial companies to force victims of fraud, discrimination, and other unlawful conduct into a kangaroo court process where their claims are decided by hired arbitration firms rather than by judges and juries, harming consumers and undermining civil rights and consumer protection laws. On November the 6th, the Trump administration announced it will terminate the temporary protected status designated for Nicaragua. On November the 16th, the Federal Communications Commission voted to gut Lifeline, the program dedicated to bringing phone and internet service within reach for people of color, low-income people, seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities, with particular egregious consequences for tribal areas. They also voted to eliminate several rules promoting competition and diversity in the broadcast media, undermining ownership changes for women and people of color. On November the 20th, the Trump administration announced it would terminate the temporary protection status designation in 18 months for approximately 59,000 Haitians living in the United States. On November the 24th, Trump appointed Mick Mulvaney as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. As a member of Congress, Mulvaney supported abolition of the Consumer Bureau and has in the past referred to the CFPB as a sick, sad joke. On December the 4th, the Department of Labor proposed changing its long-standing position codified in regulation that prohibited employers from pooling together tips and redistributing them to workers who don't traditionally earn tips. On December the 12th, the Department of Justice wrote to Acting Census Bureau Director Ron Jarman requesting a question about citizenship on the 2020 census. It was an ultimately and unnecessarily intrusive request that would destroy any chance for an accurate count, discard years of careful research, and increase cost significantly. On December the 24th, it was reported that Sessions rescinded 25 guidance documents, including a letter sent to chief judges and court administrators to help states and local efforts to reform harmful practices of imposing fees and fines on poor people. Now that brings us to the end of the 2018. And one of the reasons why I think it is important that you get a feel for this is that there are a number of changes that have been made by this administration. But notice they have all been cutbacks. They have not moved forward in an attempt to help anyone, but rather they have taken a look at all that they can do in order to make sure that some of the people who are most in need of help lose the help that they need. This is exactly where we stand today. And one of the things that you and I need to understand, which is incredibly important, is that for some reason or other, we are moving in the same direction step by step. Now that's just the year 2017 we have been looking at. We haven't had an opportunity yet to take a look at the year 2018. But when you begin to understand the significance of all that has been changing, when you begin to see the significance of the kind of rollbacks that have been taking place, you begin to understand the theology that guides the far-right evangelicals who believe that poverty is a punishment from God, that those who are in need because they are lazy, and there should be no assistance granted to them. As a matter of fact, most of the cutbacks that you see happening here are all beneficial to the wealthy. Even those things which you would think would be without any question, the situation with food stamps and social security and the assistance that would be needed in transportation, all of that has been changed. And all of what I have read for you during the 20th and today on the 22nd is all that has been taking place in the year 2017. Now, I'm just going to go through a few items in the year 2018. And let's see how far we can get with that. In the year 2018, on January the 4th, Sessions rescinded guidance that had allowed states with minimal federal interference to legalize marijuana. This move will further reignite the war on drugs. On January the 8th, Trump renominated a slate of unqualified and biased judicial nominees, including two rated not qualified by the American Bar Association. On January the 8th, the administration announced it would terminate the temporary protection status designed for nearly 200,000 Salvadorians. On January the 11th, the Trump administration released new guidelines that allow states to seek waivers to require Medicaid recipients to work. Requirements that represent a throwback to rejected racial stereotypes. So in other words, if you're going to have Medicaid now, you're going to have to go to work somewhere. On January the 12th, the Trump administration approved a waiver allowing Kentucky to require Medicaid recipients to work also. On June the 29th, a federal judge struck down Kentucky's Medicaid work requirements. And of course, the reason why they did that is because some of those people that they were requiring to work were people who were disabled and unable to actually do any kind of work. On January the 16th, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, under Mulvaney's leadership, announced it would reconsider the agency's payday lending rule. On January the 17th, the administration announced its decision to bar citizens from Haiti from receiving an H-2A and H-2B visa. On January the 18th, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a proposed rule to allow health care providers to discriminate against patients, and within the department's Office for Civil Rights, a new division, a Conscience and Religious Freedom Division, to address related claims. On January the 18th, the CFPB abruptly dropped a lawsuit against four online payday lenders who unlawfully made loans of up to 950% in at least 17 states. Now, let me read that for you again. On January the 18th, the CFPB abruptly dropped a lawsuit against four online payday lenders who unlawfully made loans of up to 950% APR in at least 17 states. On January the 25th, the Census Bureau announced that the questionnaire for the 2018 end-to-end census test will use race and ethnicity questions from the 2010 census instead of updated questions recommended by Census Bureau staff. This suggests that the Office of Management and Budget will not revise the official standards for collecting and reporting this data, despite recommendations from a federal agency working group to do so. So notice the changes. The changes are financial, in the direction of the wealthy. The changes are also ethnic, in the direction of degrading those people of color. In favor of those of the ethnic group that is dominating the far-right evangelical group. Now, these are changes that have already been made. And, of course, most of these changes are not known by most individuals. And that is one of the reasons why I've decided to give you this item by item. I don't expect you to remember all of it, but I just want you to get a feel for the number of changes that have already been made. Not only that, but the Justice Department has already placed 172 new judges in place during the first few years of this president's presidency. 172 new far-right conservative justices in all systems of the justice system. And we've taken a look at this before this, so we don't need to go through that list today. But I want you to know that if for some reason this president leaves office now, there are changes that are already in place that will last for quite some time. We have been warned about the changes that will come. We have been warned about the situations that are about to take place in this land. We are warned about the speech of the dragon and the attitudes that will be displayed in a time to come, especially against those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And you and I need to be ready for the time to come. We need to be prepared for the trials and the hardships that will arise. May God bless you as you continue to trust in Him and to depend on Him for your guidance. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to lead, that you continue to warn, and we ask today that you would give us the strength that is necessary so that we might be successful in all that we do and be ready to face the time to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, December the 22nd, 2019.